Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, the fastest way, is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website and click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Gosh, it is the first Sunday of the month, Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And keeping with the pattern around here, folks doing, my goodness, everything they can to help animals all around the country, all around the world. Two of the most knowledgeable people I know, and I swear these guys don't sleep. I don't know how you know everything you know and keep up with everything, but they do. So the brains and the power and the creativity and artistry behind animals24-7.org, Merritt and Beth Clifton are here. And Beth is being a little shy. I see her a little there because she's the artistry. She's the one that does the collages of the wonderful pictures and stuff. Anyway, Merritt and Beth Clifton, good morning. How are you guys? Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
So are you having July and May over in Whidbey with all this sunshine?
Yep.
Oh, loving it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So how's life over there? Chickens, Henry and Arabella, and their fancy chicken condo and all that stuff, everything alive and well out there?
Absolutely. They're spoiled as usual.
All right. And no more returns of the coyote to try to take on Henry again, huh?
He learned his lesson.
Isn't that funny? I mean, they did before, just after you guys put in you built that wonderful new chicken condo. You just didn't get home quite before dusk, but somehow, a coyote came in and much to its demise, Henry the Rooster chased off the coyote, and the coyote panicked so bad. Didn't the coyote run into the fence or something and make a big dent because he was running trying to get away from Henry?
Yes, and Henry's done it again.
What did he do?
We had a garage built, a detached garage, and they poured the cement on Friday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You can
Does Henry have a star on the Walk of Fame now with his little chicken feet on your driveway?
We knew it was Henry because he's got big chicken feet.
So he really walked on your fresh cement and put big chicken feet?
What? We love it. We couldn't have done a more perfect job diagonally right through the center of the, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And Teddy wanted in on it, so Teddy ran into the garage.
Teddy's the dog.
Yeah, now we have paw prints, too.
You have dog prints, too? So your driveway has been paw printed and rooster printed.
Yeah, the garage inside and the pad outside to get in and out of the garage. I let them out of the coop knowing that the cement was wet, but I figured I'll sit out there for a little while. And Henry, it's almost like they know they're so curious, trying to head towards this pad to walk into the garage. And I kept yelling at him, no. And as soon as I went in the house, don't you know that son of a gun went over to that pad and walked across it. So I have photos. I'll send you some photos of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, gosh. Well, and some people... Some people might be really mad.
Probably, but I love it. I mean, we loved it. We weren't.
Well, I'm looking at both of you. Neither one of you have any. Neither one of you are angry or upset. It's like you guys are just fine with it.
I just didn't want Merritt to get paint on it while he was painting. Because he's painting the garage. Don't get one single drop on that cement because it doesn't come out. But it's okay for the chicken and the dog paws.
Yeah, it's okay for the animals to tromp all over it. But Merritt, don't you dare drop any paint on that driveway. Okay, that makes total sense. All right. So speaking of all of that, animals24-7.org, how would you quickly describe what that is and what you do, Merritt?
We report the news about animal issues worldwide, with emphasis on the intersection of animal issues with public health and safety. So, for example, we look at zoonotic disease, if issues involving animals that are raised for for meat or for dairy or transported around the world to be slaughtered. And of course, we look at dog attacks,
companion animals,
and pretty much the whole range of things. This week, we put a lot of focus in on what was going on with the Ridgeland Beagles that we talked about a bit last week.
Right.
On the farm bill, the House version of the farm bill sneaks through while animal activists and groups were focused on the beagles and biomedical research use of beagles.
But some really, really good news, really good news.
Well, there's some good news and some bad news. The farm bill, as passed by the House, is a disaster. It would overturn California Proposition 12 and Massachusetts Proposition 3, which require that any of pigs or chickens, or for that matter, cows, imported into the state as meat, have been raised according to California and Massachusetts standards. The pork industry in particular has been fighting to overturn this now for a dozen years. The Supreme Court turned them down. There have been 20 other court decisions that turned them down. 13 bills before Congress in the past have been rejected. But this time it got sneaked through as part of the farm bill. There's still a chance to stop it in the Senate, but it would be catastrophic. It would undo a dozen years of progress in doing away with the gestation crate and allowing pigs enough room to stand up, turn around.
That won't be anymore. They can use
there's just so much disturbing stuff going on. And so many things that we had made and were making progress with and improving ourselves as humans and a consciousness and raising vibration, all that stuff. And it's just getting dumped six ways from Sunday now in this administration. And so much, there's so much going on that we're missing a lot of it, and it gets sneaked in. And I was going to ask you, kind of in related to this, you know, have we started to make any difference in dealing with all the issues of factory farming? Because that really is an issue of health for us, because, you know, a lot of the animals that we raise for food and so forth, we don't do it in a responsible way. And so it isn't a healthy practice for us. And I think some of this pig stuff and that sort of thing, California has some better rules than elsewhere, but they sneak these things into that farm bill and stuff. So what do you think? Is this likely to be dumped, in the Senate, or is it likely to go through, or what are you thinking?
Depends on whether it is addressed along partisan lines. In the House of Representatives, the Republican majority passed it. It was all the Republicans, plus I think a couple of Democrats. It passed 224 to 200 was the vote. So that's pretty much along partisan lines. Now, in the Senate, the same thing could happen if it goes along partisan lines. If it goes along split party lines, then probably the status quo will hold. But it's anybody's guess which way the ball will bounce, and it'll a lot will depend on what happens in the run-up to the fall elections. We'll just have to see on that. But we do know that the animal advocacy community, not for the first time, this is actually the third time that I can remember, damaging amendments to the Farm Bill were slipped through while some of the leading pro-animal lobbyists were distracted by something else and were out of town. The other two times were in the years 2000 and 2002, so it's maybe a little bit over the threshold for people's memories, but the Helms Amendment in 2002, which defined, added to the Animal Welfare Act that rats, mice, and birds are not animals for the purposes of enforcing the Animal Welfare Act, was probably the single most damaging amendment to animal welfare legislation ever.
And when did that happen?
2002. And it happened, Congress was coming up on a recess, and all the animal lobbyists went home thinking nothing was going to happen. And they didn't find out what had happened until I called a whole bunch of them up and asked, where the hell were you?
This time. Yeah? Wow. And was that ever anything done about that and reverse that? Or is that still the case now?
No, now they added fish to it. It's rats, mice, birds, and fish are not animals for the purpose of enforcing the Animal Welfare Act.
And that's so sad because, you know, we now know that all of those animals have intelligence. They have feelings. They can be communicated with. They can be trained and taught and all that sort of stuff. They're living beings and have intelligence, like I said, and feelings just like everybody else. Okay, and it's like I always tell you, you know, we have not been responsible and been good stewards of this planet and our animal friends and understanding all of this. And, you know, we have used them, you know, in research and all of that for study. But and the way we've been able to do that and people and so that, you know, the doctors, the technicians, the people that take care of those animals. But I had an experience when I was much, much younger, but already a vet tech and working in the business. I was interviewed at the University of Washington for jobs related to, not a pleasant experience, I'll tell you that. At any rate, I didn't take any of the jobs. But the reason I think that people are able to do this with these animals is that we close our hearts. They stay only in our heads and separate ourselves from them. And see, by not thinking of them as animals, as thinking, feeling beings, that somehow makes it okay to use them and torture them, you know, on their bodies and all that sort of stuff. If you know, all the people responsible for this had to really feel and realize what they're doing and that, and the creatures they're working with, that they do have feelings. They do, you know, experience with all of what they go through, they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing. And so it's laws like this. Well, these animals don't count because they aren't really animals. Well, that's just BS. And it's kind of like everything that comes out of the other half of political, you know, it's all lies and saying these animals aren't animals.
People don't vote according to what's happening to mice, rats, birds, and fish for the most part. Some fish, wild fish, salmon, people get pretty excited about that. But something that's raised in a tank, catfish, on down to the guppies that are used in labs, people don't get excited about what happens to them. They're not in our world for the most part, unless somebody had a tank full of guppies as a kid. If they see rats and mice, those are enemies. Like Beth got leptospirosis last summer, you'll remember.
And that's right.
That was from rat piss. So we think of these animals as enemies rather than as beings. So on the one hand, we have to keep them out of our house, but on the other hand, they have a natural right to live their life as it is, even if they end up being food for an eagle or something.
Right.
Also important to us too. People forget that they're important to us because if insects die, if birds die, we will die eventually. If the
it's like the canary in the coal mine, you know.
It's symbiotic. It's all symbiotic relationships. with the animals.
Well, exactly. And
If I could just add, what animal protection analogy for animal protection for me seems to be like a tug of war. The animal activists, people who care about animals, are pulling in one direction, and then those that want to undo fight are pulling in the other direction. It's like a tug of war. And so that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, that
One more
really.
aspect of the farm bill that I wanted to mention is more than 30 years ago, the U.S. government stopped subsidizing overseas promotion of the mink industry because the mink industry, which at one time was very large right here in Washington, had already begun a downhill slide to, on the way to oblivion, fortunately. Part of this farm bill is restoring the funding for overseas mink promotion, even though there's only fewer than 100 mink farmers left in the United States.
And they've been found to be a vector for disease, COVID, and
Including COVID and also H5N1. This is just malicious mischief. There's not really a strong economic reason for it. It's political malicious mischief.
they've opened up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, for oil contracts again, and I mean that.
Well, that's been done even though the oil industry has repeatedly said, we don't want it. There is no oil up there. But it's this big myth that there is somehow untapped oil riches up there that somehow the people of Alaska in particular who get a royalty on it are being locked out of. So they're not going to be happy until they drill a whole lot of exploration wells up there and find out that there are not the resources that people back in the 70s were told were there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that then destroys the permafrost, which is not replaceable. It doesn't happen again. It does not take into consideration all the wildlife in the refuge, the caribou and its breeding grounds, and the natives, the Gwich'ins, and on everybody that lives up there. They depend on that caribou passage and the calving, and it's their livelihood, and none of that is considered. And to think of, if they go through with this and they start drilling that sort of thing, I mean, it destroys the area forever, for no good reason. And it just is unfathomable to me. And sometimes a lot of this stuff is just being done because they can do it, and it's like, give it to the get the libs, and it's done just as a way to punish.
You beat me to it.
I have just never been so disgusted and disappointed with our country and what's going on, and especially that 30% or whatever that is supporting what's going on, it just drives me over the top. I just don't understand it. But people obviously are not. We either, and I'm just going to shut up. Is there any hope?
Well, the good news is that the Center for a Humane Economy and Big Dog Ranch Rescue in Florida managed to buy 1,500 of the 2,000 beagles at Ridgeland Farms, and they are already, many of them, on their way to adoptive homes or to humane societies that are going to rehome them. So that's a positive development. There are still 500 dogs, beagles that Ridgeland Farms is holding in reserve for their own research projects. There's negotiations underway to try to buy them. In
Well, and of
general,
course, and they, and I always say I don't know why Schultz made Snoopy a beagle, because beagles, they're hounds, and can be a little challenging to live with anyway. But one of the things I've learned, as a behavior therapist and dog trainer, these beagles that come out of the research facilities and then maybe are homed, they're not necessarily easy to integrate into family life with humans. at this point. I mean, you know, because it's not like, you know, you're adopting golden retrievers. They're beagles and they're hounds. And when they're housed in these groups and the way they're housed, they don't get anything that they need, you know, emotionally and all of that sort of thing. And it can be really challenging. And they can often not integrate well. And I've found that that's one of the cases where it's extremely difficult to change
Our
problem
friend
behavior.
Warren Cox, who's been in humane work for 60 years, tells us that when you have a beagle, the town has a beagle because you can't keep them home.
Yeah, or quiet, and a lot of other, yeah, because they're, you know, very stubborn, which they're bred to be. It's not necessarily a negative, but that's just who they is. One of the reasons why I choose not to live with hounds, David's nodding because David and his family have a basset hound, and Aunt Martha did go down, but Aunt Martha went down and educated them when they're, so they have a wonderful Miss Daisy basset hound who goes to college with their daughter, not anymore. Well,
not right at the moment anyway, because we're entering the final few weeks of the quarter back there in Ellensburg.
All right. All right. So, you know, mom and dad have ended up caring more for the basset hound that was going to go to college with the daughter. You know, because when I went down, the idea was, well, we got this puppy and the puppy's going to go to college with the daughter. And it's kind of like Aunt Martha. I don't think that's going to work. You know, your daughter's going to have, and you quickly found out that was not the case. So fortunately, mom and dad are great dog parents and kid parents, and you support your daughter really well. And anyway, but Daisy's worked out wonderfully. She's a great dog. Anyway, my gosh, I get used to having you on for a longer time when we do an extra Sunday show, but we don't have a lot more time. But is there anything in particular we ought to be paying attention to? We want people watching it at this point in time.
One thing we've been watching in the background for as long as the conflict over the Straits of Hormuz has been underway is movement of livestock transport ships. That's one of the major corridors for sheep and cattle exports from Australia and South Africa and Sudan to the Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the disruption has brought about almost a complete global stop in livestock transport because so much of the traffic goes through there, and also so many of the ships that would normally go through there don't currently have a destination. So they're just basically sitting at anchor with no animals aboard it. So it's not like the animals won't eventually be slaughtered. They won't eventually be shipped. But it is, they've gotten a reprieve of, at this point, nearly 2 months.
Wow. So there is stuff going on with the animals. And then I think, just in closing, there was an organization you said that people could, that were helping animals in the area related to the war stuff. And was that Animals Lebanon?
That was Animals Lebanon, yes.
Yeah, because the reason I'm asking is because I know we talked about it last month, and I've been watching, but I've been seeing Facebook posts coming through from Animals Lebanon, and that is the group that you recommend.
Correct.
All right. So they are active on Facebook these days, you guys, so you can get some information about what's going on with the animals, because Animals Lebanon is posting on Facebook stuff. Anyway, I so appreciate you two and all the work that you do. And folks, write this down, animals24-7.org. Go to the website, sign up to get the newsletter, then you'll get all the notifications of everything that's going on. You won't miss anything. And if you got a little change in your pocket, send a little donation and help Merritt and Beth do this wonderful work and keep us informed of all this stuff. And gosh, I so appreciate you two. And I'm going to be chuckling about the chicken feet and the dog paws in your new cement driveway and garage bed. That makes my day. I think that's just delightful. Anyway, thank you so much, and I look forward. We'll talk again in June and whenever we have an extra Sunday. So thank you so much. Enjoy the sunshine. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Rika, sorry to keep you waiting. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll be chatting. We are going to switch boats here, and we're going to address the human animal next. And where can you go to feed your soul? I got the best answer for that, and it's here, and it's local. So stay right where you are. We'll chat about it right after we take care of our advertisers. Animal World continues. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Want to be part of the tapestry of talk on 1150 KKNW? Check out the Be a Star section on 1150KKNW.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is time now, like I said, we switch boats midstream here, and we are going to be talking about the human animal. And I told you, you know, got a place to feed your soul. We got it covered. And I've been, for the first time, joining us here on Animal World, representing the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and especially East-West Bookshop in Edmonds, and that would be Rika. Good morning, Rika, and welcome to Animal World.
Hi, good morning, Martha. Thank
and
you
how
for
are you doing?
Me. Doing very well. In the
All right, and I understand. Are you
day.
Hanging out at temple? Did you go to the service today, temple, and you're hanging
oh, yeah,
out at the temple
yeah.
now?
I'm just downstairs of the sanctuary room right now.
All right, and I would imagine, as always, it was a lovely service in this beautiful sunshine today.
Oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. Divide me, you know, together.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Now, my memory sometimes is not all that great anymore, Rika. I'm getting old, but I don't even know. You and I don't really know each other, and I don't think we've ever met, have we?
You know, I saw you here and there, but we never really introduced ourselves.
So we never really connected.
You know, have a moment. Right. Never, not yet. So,
okay, so tell me, how long have you been involved with Ananda?
It's going to be about 10 years right now.
Okay, so you've been. Mm-hmm. It's interesting though that we haven't really connected in that time. How did you get involved with Ananda? How did you find Master and all of this stuff?
Sure, you know, just immediate. That last piece of finding the Master Ananda was that when I moved to a house in Lynwood, mm-hmm. and my next door apparently her kids went to Wisdom. Living school.
Wisdom school.
Living wisdom school. which is that Ananda has the kid, you know, the school back
then. And just so y'all know, the Living Wisdom School is a school for kids that Swami Kriyananda, the founder of Ananda, developed, that started down at Ananda Village in California. And we had a Living Wisdom School here in our area for a few years. It doesn't mm-hmm. exist at this moment. It hopefully will come back. But okay, so mm-hmm. you learned about Ananda with your neighbor's kids going to the Living Wisdom School.
Yeah, exactly. Back then, by then I was really pretty in tune with, you know, Hatha yoga and just practicing yoga in a different yoga studio. Uh-huh. So she said, "Hey, Rika, if you like yoga so much, there's a Ananda, and they go deep, and there's a community. You might want to check it out." So I did, and that was it.
And the rest is history, as they say, huh?
Yeah, first time came to Blue Lotus Temple. You know, it's just my heart opens and it finds home, and it just. It was just a beautiful moment. Then, yeah, from there, I never just, you know, go back.
All right. Well, so for now, though, at this point, you're very involved with East-West Bookshop in Edmonds. Is that right?
Very, very right. That's
now, I know we've talked to Jaidara has joined us here. Mm-hmm. On the show a few times.
Mm-hmm,
But so what part do you play, Rika, at East West?
Well, my role is the store manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking to top brass here. You're the store manager, huh?
Surprisingly, it was very surprised when Padma, the director, asked me about that. Hey, there's opportunity. I think you're the perfect person to be a manager, I said. Really?
Wonderful.
I never thought about that. But, you know, there's a saying, yes to life. So I said yes. And just ever since, I'm, you know, letting God's grace, Master's grace go through me just to still standing and with a smile and joy. And store is, you know, now almost 3 years at the location, Edmonds.
Right, yeah, and I knew of East West. So East West is a store that actually related, you know, to Paramahansa Yogananda and Swami Kriyananda down in California. And, you know, many, many, you know, days gone by. But the first East-West bookshops were down in California.
Yeah.
But then Ananda, you know, started a footprint up here in the Seattle area, I remember mm-hmm. East-West bookshop in the the north end of the university district.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one location. They were on the corner of 65th mm-hmm. and just south or east
Roosevelt.
Of Roosevelt. There was a mm-hmm. store, and then they moved over to a place on Roosevelt. So that was the second place. Then mm-hmm. they moved to the corner of 65th and Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And were there for a long time. That was the biggest store. Then mm-hmm. With all the light rail and all the stuff going on, they moved out of that store and over across the street above Dania. And that's where the East West was. And then, I don't know, I can't remember all the details, Rika, but was it the pandemic that finally shut East West down? I think it might have been.
You can say that, but it was just divine timing.
East West had to give up the ghost for a while. And so East-West didn't exist for a while, except in the Blue Lotus Temple downstairs and a couple of rooms. But eventually, it was, you know, we were guided to open East-West again, and this time in Edmonds. So why don't you, Rika, let's start. You tell us about East-West and where it is right now, and what's the current situation?
Sure. Yeah, so we are in the heart of downtown Edmonds, such a beautiful town, Alex, everybody would know, and just so beautiful energy and so much peace in the store that we recognize, and everybody just step in the store, they immediately felt that vibration. That is just so amazing. So again, Divine Mother really, you know, set up the beautiful store in Edmonds after 2 or 3 years that we didn't have a, you know, store.
Right. But it's still, you have energy. Kind of recreated the energy and the feeling, East-West was in the U District. People would just stop by to come in and sit down and sit in the energy because it feels good. But people, and you do all the same things. It is still a viable bookstore. You have books, but you have all kinds of other stuff, too. So what, books and, but you've got a lot of other stuff too. I know crystals and so forth. What other kind of things do you carry at East West besides books?
Okay. Thank you for asking. We are big time having, really good quality attunement, singing bowls. You know,
those are the big crystal bowls.
Yeah. Well, actually it's a metal singing bowls.
I think there are 7 metals in those bowls, if I remember.
7 metals, exactly.
Oh, so I was right. My memory's serving me now.
You're great. Yeah, so 7 metals associated with all 7 chakras. So one bowl is really, you know, come with a package. You awaken your all chakras and such a healing bowls. We always stock those bowls. Quite a good, you know, account, and we only work with Suren, who is the singing bowl healer and a teacher from Nepal. Now he's in Colorado, but all the bowls come from him. So we just so honor and privileged to have that bowl. Yeah, and crystals. We have quite a good selection of crystals. Again, customers commented, our crystals are so special. Seems like a good energy. You know, it's not really clutter. We make it so that it's, how do I say, it's clean.
And a nice inviting place to come in and spend some time. But again, so we've got books, we've got crystals. Now I know you've got incense and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now you used to, do you still have a little bit of clothing? Sometimes you, scarves and shawls and some things. So do you still have some clothing there as well?
We do. We have a really beautiful clothing that's with the bamboo silk and then some natural fiber clothing, and yes, like you said, shawls and socks nowadays. And we have a lot of gift items, starting, you know, from candles to, you know, incense. You know, we recently started having Japanese tea, green tea, and that is responding very well. I'm from Japan. So I feel like, let me just curate some of our, you know, Japanese culture or some beauties or wisdom. So we do have a bookshelf just for Japanese culture, wisdom, you know, such as Zen, Ikebana, or Ikigai, or Wabi-Sabi. You know, things like that.
How fun.
Surprisingly, so many people actually love to know about that kind of Zen, wabi-sabi Japanese philosophies being applied to their lives. And Japanese teas, I found a company that imports their own family business tea in Japan to America. And it's so trustful company that they only work with this family farm from Japan, organic, beautiful green tea matcha. So,
oh, wonderful. It's wonderful. Kind of fun. All right, Rika, we are going to take, we have to take a brief time out. We've got one more time to take care of advertisers. So we're going to put you on hold for a moment. When we get, we'll take care of our advertisers. Won't take too long. When we come back, what I want to do is, I know that East West offers some classes and events sort of things. So I'm going to want you to explain what kind of stuff you're doing there. Talk about anything that might be coming up that our listeners might be interested in. And then we're going to need to do your address and contact information and hours of operation and stuff. So have that stuff ready. And we're going to take care of advertisers. And then I'm going to get right back to my conversation with Rika. And we'll find out what's coming up at East West Bookshop in Edmonds. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? We're shifting energies. Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Smart talk for smart people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down. this week's edition of Animal World, but we did hear from Natasha Venter. She's our medium communicator and general psychic gal. She'll be in the third Sunday this month on the show, so you can mark your calendars for that. And remember that she still does her podcast every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Her website, if you want to check her out, is intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC, the letters I and C for Intuitive Clarifications. That's where you'll find all kinds of stuff for you to listen to. And podcast is live Wednesdays, 4 p.m., and you can catch the past ones on her YouTube channel. She's also available for private readings. You can schedule through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, or give her a call, 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty. We are in a conversation with Rika, who is the manager of East West Bookshop in Edmonds.
Yes.
Good morning again, Rika. So tell us about you do some classes and events at East West. So tell us a little bit about that and what might be coming up.
Yes, so sure. Yeah, so East West has been offering many classes or events that, you know, help people, community feeling, and then just finding a path or uplift their energy or, you know, spirit. And the big one is coming up is the Mother's Day weekend on the May 9th, Saturday. Ah. We do Crystal Show.
Oh, so that's next Saturday.
Next Saturday. I think, Master, you know, Lisa Wilson, she's coming.
Oh, so, I love Lisa.
With her crystal. So we're going to set up the special tables. And
so she's coming
Saturday.
Over from Colville because she and Buddy live in Colville now. So she's coming over. So
they
that'll be next Saturday at East West, a big crystal show. And sale.
It's always the, you know, fun things to just check it out. And it, again, Edmonds is such a fun place to be at weekends. It's the market is back, you know, farmers market is back. So it's just, if you're looking for something to do at weekends.
Is the farmers market close to where East West is?
Oh, yeah. Just two blocks away.
Ah, okay, okay. Yeah. And speaking of that, what days and what hours is East West open?
We open every day except for Mondays.
Okay, closed on Mondays, open every other day, and what hours are you open?
11 to 6. And
that's every day, 11 to 6, except Monday?
Except for Sundays at noon to 5, little short hours.
Noon to 5 on Sundays, closed on Mondays, 11 to 6 the rest of the week.
Correct.
Do you, I don't know if you have, do you do any yoga classes or anything at East West?
You know, not at East West at this moment. We have a smaller, store, floor space, so there's no yoga. But we do sound baths once a month on Friday, and also we're using the Ananda facility in Bothell to do that. Either we do have a kirtans and a sound bath, a gong bath, things like that.
Okay, all right. So yep. So yoga, we know about that. We talk about that all the time at the yoga hall and Blue Lotus Temple and that sort of thing. You know, we've got the big crystal show and sale next Saturday at East West. It'll be going on between 11 and 6 next Saturday.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
All day.
And then they'll have other, events and things coming up as time goes by. And I wonder, doesn't East West has its own website, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. So eastwestseattle.org, that's the website. And
eastwestseattle.org, that's the current address? East West Seattle.
Yep, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Eastwestseattle.org. What's the phone number there in case somebody wants to call, has some questions?
Yeah, right. Phone number is 206. Oh. What did it call? I don't call often, so I can't remember. Okay, I can find it, though. It is 206-523-3726.
Okay, so East West Bookshop in Edmonds. The phone number is 206-523-3726. And you can find them on the website eastwestseattle.org. That'll probably tell you a schedule of everything, hours and all that sort of stuff.
So much fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Rika, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday morning to be with us here on Animal World. It was so fun chatting with you, and I look forward to the first time we actually get to consciously meet each other in person.
Exactly.
I know, probably, I know I will be at the big Joe Tisch and Davey event coming up later this month. You're going to be there too, I would assume, right?
Of course, I'll be here.
Okay, well, let's make sure that we find each other so we can have a hug or something, okay?
Yeah, the actual physical hug, yes.
All right, sounds good. All right, Rika, enjoy the sunshine. Have a lovely Sunday afternoon, and thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yes, thank you, Martha, and everybody having me
over. You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty then. So, David, I think we have made it through another or our first May show. That was the other thing, was May Day on Friday. So we're 2 days after May Day. And, gosh, it's amazing that I remember May Days back when I was doing the show in downtown Seattle.
So
there was
I.
one May Day. It's on a Saturday or Sunday, whenever I was doing the show. And man, we had trouble. I almost wasn't able to get out of the city, you know, so scary. And then when I moved over to KKNW on the east side, I can remember when the May Day stuff started, got so the big demonstrations and all of that. And there was a lot of stuff going after radio stations. And then that's when all the security came in to the building that you're, you know, the locks and the door and the all of the security we have now didn't exist. And it was started because of May Day.
Yep.
So
yep,
anyway,
definitely
a little bit of history there. All righty then, next week. Second Sunday of the month. That's our energy balancing show. Linda Rasmussen will be here. Please mark your calendars, plan to call in. We'll be doing the 888-298-5569 number unless we tell you otherwise next week. But would love you to plan to call in so Linda can help you and your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, or physical issues. Let's see. The third Sunday will be Natasha. And so we got a normal schedule this month. And I don't. Oh, well, wait a minute. That's a good thing I looked at the calendar. We have an extra Sunday this month. So that means we'll probably get Merritt and Beth again. I'm going to have to shoot them an email and say, hey, I hadn't looked at the calendar. I think we're all good. And so just remember, it's sunny and it's warm out there. Be careful with your dogs and your kids in the car. But other than that, enjoy the beautiful sunshine. And maybe think about a birdie bath, because that's what Johnny and I are going to be doing, a birdie bath and water wigglers. And Jen, I'd owe you a phone call. So anyway, love you all. Thanks for being here. I'll see you again next week. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you again next week. And go Mariners!